Hello, everybody. This is Pops and JKT from Northeastern Pennsylvania, from the Black Mike Studios. How are you today? I hope everybody's doing well and healthy.
Yeah.
So, what are we going to talk about today? We're not too enthused here.
Yeah, he's woke up from a nap.
I've been coming home real tired. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I don't know if I need vitamins or maybe I need the sunshine. Maybe I should take off from work more. I don't know.
I know that Universal and AMC made a groundbreaking deal where now a Universal movie can be in theaters for only 17 days and then go right to streaming on Vudu and you can buy
it. Is movie theaters even open?
No, they're making a deal for this year when they do open.
Oh, okay.
So then, because they make money both ways.
Right.
What else is going on in the world?
Well, they're saying some of the states that were... What do they call that? Ramping up or going higher is now. Well, they hit that when they hit the flat line.
Or whatever.
Yeah, right. So that's a good sign. So
yeah.
There was a hearing I think today with all the, like the main guy from the United States, and he wouldn't answer no questions. I think he's because he's don't really want to get involved or something with it, but he's the main health guy, so.
The Umbrella Academy season 2 is out, which I watched the first season. I thought it was all right, and they're back for the second season now. So.
Well, what else did you say is coming out? Money Heist.
Money Heist season 5, part 5. It's called season 5. In this Umbrella Academy show. It's basically like, now, they went back in time, right? To the 1960s.
Right.
That 1960s Dallas, Texas. And the one kid went, he went to an alternate reality where JFK didn't get assassinated. And the Russians invaded the U.S. and shit. So, in this story that's based on is that he's a 12-year-old kid or whatever in the book and in the show, has to assassinate JFK.
Oh, really?
In order to stop the world from ending in
1963. Oh.
So, yeah. It's a weird show. And, speaking of shows, a lot of shows are being awarded for Emmys, you know, the awards and whatnot.
What's that 95% there for The Watchmen? Is that...
That's like the, you know, the score.
On what? That?
Norton Channels gives it. That's a pretty good show.
Yeah.
And it's hit a record of how many nominations it got. You know how many?
How many?
137.
Oh.
Nominations. Oh, no, that's HBO itself. What?
September 20th on ABC.
I'm trying to figure out. Okay, 26. I'm sorry. I read that wrong. 26 nominations. Better Call Saul, another good show's nominated, of course. Outstanding Drama Series. There's a list of those. What's this one? Outstanding Limited Series. Yeah, that's what it is.
So
that looks funny.
That's cool. Oh, that's that Rotten Tomatoes thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm on.
Okay. So.
That's pretty cool. I can't even like.
So we tried our new drink this week.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We tried our drink. We're trying to get
sponsored
by
right.
GG Sups. And to be honest with you, it was really good.
I know. I was surprised because I don't even like energy drinks.
It's like G Fuel.
Yeah. But I don't really like energy drinks at all. But I like that. That tasted great.
I personally think G Fuel is chalky. And that stuff that GG Subs makes is really good.
And you can thin it out if you want with ice. It tasted really good.
Yeah. I've never been more tempted to drink the rest of them.
Did you order those more?
I'm going to order them tonight.
Okay.
I'm going to order a shaker cup by them and a tub of the blue Raz drink, their flavor. Let me exit these pages. It's hard to talk about stuff. I don't know why it's like today is like so exhausting.
Oh, yeah. We started our building our room finally.
Studio. We bought the door.
We cleaned up the mess.
Yeah.
It was in this one barn.
We're building a studio in my rooms, and it's going to be pretty big.
Yeah, so that should be good. So
hopefully, it'll be done by
next week by Wednesday.
Jeez, I'm yawning. I'm sorry. I'm just tired.
So,
It's a crazy day in the neighborhood. I mean, everybody around here is like throwing a fit over the stupidest stuff, like
the trash
haul. Trash company. Oh my god. There's a new trash company came into our town asking if they want to sign up, and we signed up.
So.
And they're like,
that was a good deal.
They're not being respectful. They're doing this and that. I feel like
they went door to door and asked people.
Yeah, they went door to door.
Right. So trying to get business, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and they're like, there's nothing wrong with that. A lot of people are treating them like assholes for no reason.
What's that new thing now? Mom has to get approved when she sends something in.
What?
On that Morris Township
page. Oh, yeah, it's been a thing. They've manually approved your message, but they manually approve all these like bad messages about the local trash company.
Yeah. I don't know. People moan about the stupidest things in life.
Especially now. I don't know. That's just... Who cares?
Yeah, I know. It's a trash company.
It's a trash? Yeah, exactly. It's a trash
company. If it's cheaper, buy them. If you don't want them, don't buy them. It's as simple as that. Yeah,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I don't know if that has something to do with they know that people are hauling their trash or what.
No, like, I think it's because, the Better Business Bureau website, and they have like a 1.5-star. Oh.
No, you try them out. If you don't like them, cancel them. What the heck? So... They're not the only trash men in town, What the heck? I mean, we live in a little town, you know what I mean?
It's not that big, I don't think. Is it more that big? No.
No.
We live in a small little town you drive through, or whatever. Usually we drive
through. Yeah, you blink your eyes and you're gone.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
No one's like, I don't know the word is, acting respectful, I guess?
I don't know what you call it.
Everyone's just being a jerk. They're like, this. And it's like, why? Right? Who cares? What does it matter?
So.
Like, everybody just get along or just say no or yes. Who cares?
Right. Oh, we give a shout out to Ashley. It's her birthday this Saturday.
Tomorrow, yes.
Yeah,
it
that's JKT's girlfriend. So
just Jacob, Dad.
JKT. Oh, she don't like the word JKT. But that's okay. She's cool. But, I guess she's coming over tomorrow. That should be neat. You should have lots of fun.
I've got to buy a card. I've got to buy her a card. I have like a gift for Richard Ryder. Card. That's my fault.
Right, so.
It's a crazy name in the neighborhood. This episode's probably not going to be that long as we usually do. It's ending, so I don't know why.
The hurricane started up already. Guess they hit part of Hawaii. Texas.
Yeah.
They're coming. They said this week it's going to hit Florida this weekend, southern Florida, and then come up the coast, I think. So we'll probably get more rain. When did it rain? Today? Yesterday? Today it rained. Yeah. In the morning. It rained to like lunchtime. So that's good. We need the rain around here. We hardly had any rain recently. It's been so hot. So I want to, it's probably the same way where you live. So. I feel like driving up to New York this week. If I would have had off tomorrow, I would have drove up to New York today. But
hey, Pops.
What?
What does it mean to appeal something in court? Like overrule it, right? And stop it from happening.
No, that means appeal means like say if you pass something that you didn't like, say you lost a case, you can appeal your case. See if they take it back to court again.
Here's what happened to that. The Boston Marathon bomber wins death penalty appeal.
Oh, that means he's trying to save his life.
But he said he won. He already fought to save his life. He wins it. He won it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
That means he won't get put to death.
I mean, it's kind of...
He'll stay in jail the rest of his life.
Well, that's good. But the only thing he said, it's kind of bullshit because he killed 3 people and injured 260 people.
I know. Well,
I'm just saying, like...
That's why maybe they made a mistake.
Or maybe he's doing that thing that a lot of people like that do when they say they were crazy.
What maybe happened was something in court was wrong. They did something that weren't following procedure.
Oh, maybe. Oh, here's new breaking news. Microsoft is looking to buy TikTok.
Oh, really?
The company that makes the Xbox wants to buy TikTok.
I wonder why.
The American TikTok app.
Oh, they're an American TikTok.
That's the one we all use, but it's a company from China. They want to buy from that company in China and have it be run by Microsoft.
Not by
that. Yeah, they want to so they don't steal your information. I trust Microsoft somewhat.
Anybody can be hacked.
Exactly. I mean, Microsoft is already hacked, and so is Sony. Everyone's been hacked.
Right.
Oh, another thing that's going on right now I know of is the superstar gamer Ninja wants to set a course for Hollywood. Acting, voice acting.
Oh, really?
I hate Ninja. I think he is, I don't know what the word would be.
It went to his head?
It went to his head. Because he said, he's a good player, other than that, but he thinks he's the best player in the world.
He's on, there's always somebody bigger and better than you.
Exactly. He's on the cover of the Hollywood Reporter.
Oh.
I think he's kind of a dickhead.
Why am I that?
I know.
He probably has a lot of girls following him. Ooh.
Ninja. He's a wife. That's the thing.
Oh, no. He's married.
Yeah. He met her at a Halo tournament back in the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's cool. He went to went to his head. Like you said, went to his head. Well, we're gonna put the ad in, I think, and then we'll come back and talk about more random stuff that's going on right now in the world. All right. We'll see you after the ad. Oh wait, open the mouse. Oh, what the hell? The mouse. There we go. After the ad, yeah. And we're back.
Okay.
We're back again. Okay. Well, my friend Maverick, he's made a podcast too called Random History. It's through Anchor. And I suggest a listen.
He's real interested in this.
In history. Yeah, a lot of history.
He knows a lot of stuff. He's really into the Civil War.
War, Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
Every kind of war.
He goes out to Gettysburg a lot.
Yeah. Every war, I think he's interested in.
So that's cool. Yeah. He digs a trench in his
backyard. He dug a trench in his backyard. Yeah. It looks nice, though. It looks nice. I love it. He's honestly such a nice guy. I've known him since I was in elementary school, and he's always been a nice kid. Never once has he ever been like a dickhead or anything. And whenever I go to his house, we always just sit there and we'll just bullshit for hours upon hours.
But he knows his stuff.
He knows his stuff, though. I ask him, I'm like, what's, you know, like I ask him some stuff about history. I don't know.
So
yeah, well, that's cool. Listen to his podcast. Yeah, he does it on Anchor too. So Random History.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I'm sorry. I can hear my speakers.
Well, I'm gonna mention one thing about the virus.
Oh man,
that's it. I wish it would go away.
I think we all wish it would go away. Honestly,
they say they might have a shot by January. I'm hoping
January.
So.
I think we're all up in January, honestly.
You know, I don't like wearing these masks as much as the next guy. I don't like wearing them, but I do it just to be safe. So, I don't know why people drive around with masks in their car, wear a mask in their car.
Yeah, I never understood that.
I never understood that either.
Have you seen the map that the New York Times put out about the risk of sending your kid back to school in, like, certain states and counties?
No.
Well, like, the risk here is low. It's like a one, like, really only one person in the whole thing, school infected. Well, like, down in Florida, it's hot because Florida's a hot spot.
Right now. It's leveling out now.
Yeah, but, you know, there's a lot of reds, like 10 plus, maybe.
Like Pittsburgh saying they're not opening
up Pittsburgh isn't opening until 9 weeks.
Allentown ain't opening their school till after the first quarter, seeing how it is by then.
That'd be like 9 weeks. A lot of schools are having you be able to choose if you want to go in or not. Like my one friend who goes to Saucon, she got to ask where do you want to go in, or do you want to, she asked her mom, or do you want her to stay at home and do it online? Her mom told him, I want her to stay home and do it online. I'd rather just to be safe.
Right.
Because, you want to be safe. My school doesn't really have an option for that. It's either go in for half, unless you go, let me make it a cyber school. We don't know yet. We're very, like, leany.
Yeah, Northampton, they ain't making up their mind yet.
They said they did, but I didn't even see a video.
They said they were going to send me an email, and they never did.
They said they sent every parent an email, and they didn't send any of us an email.
So we don't know quite what's going on, so.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Yep, here it is.
What does it say?
What I can watch. It's on there. It's on there. It's a video. District update. I'll show it to you after we're done the podcast. I don't want to play it out loud. But it's just, it's crazy times to live in. We're living, you think about it like this. We're living in a part of history right now. You know, one day.
That happened to me before.
One day, there's going to be books about this virus.
Right.
And we're going to remember, man, I was alive and I was 18 or whatever during that time. I was 17 during that time. And it was crazy. It sucked.
There's like a million different masks out there. You know that?
Yeah, people make a lot of
different
masks.
I think one would be like that one Meatloaf one, the Bat Out of Hell.
The Bat Out of Hell?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm sure there's probably a rock and roll mask website. Yeah. Or AC/DC, Pink Floyd, the Triangle. You know, the Triangle.
Everything. Everything's on a mask these days.
I'm sure Elton John, they
except
have masks.
Except I can't wear them.
Yeah, at work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to have masks for every band, everything you can think of.
So.
It's nuts. It's a ton of living, but whatever.
I think masks are okay, but.
It sucks to
wear. Where did they wear masks at? Usually China or somewhere.
Oh, they wore them in
Korea.
No, maybe it was China or Japan.
Oh.
They wore masks because of the. Like. I think it was because of
smog or something.
Smog, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they wear masks. It just sucks. This whole thing sucks.
In the hot, man, they make you very.
You feel like I'm out of breath.
Right. We're allowed to keep a mask down below our nose, but I don't see how that's.
Doesn't help.
But when we're driving forklift, because we're not by anybody. Yeah. But
I hate when I see that in stores, people wearing their masks and wear it below their nose. And then it's just.
You always yell at me.
Yeah, like that. Put it up. Like, don't. I'm sure I understand. There's no one around. Take it off. Like, help yourself or whatever. But if not, whatever. Just deal with it for now.
At the casino, they come around and tell you if you put it down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they do.
I know they do. You told me. So. Yeah, but I've spent a lot of money on Funko Pops. On the one I caught.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So you got how many Funko Pops this week?
Well, they're still coming. Let me count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think it's a 5 stack. So 5 + 4 + 4, 9, 13. I think 5 more in the back. So like about 18 Funko Pops.
Yeah, he bought. So he got this one box that was really cool.
I had 4 Funkos, I think.
Yeah, 4 Funkos.
A hat, a set of pins to put on your stuff, and a art book for the game they made, the Funko Pop game they made. That another game. My stomach hurts.
Well, we need that food.
Yeah,
we've been eating out. I'm not eating out.
Uber Eats gets here.
Yeah,
man.
We get it. We get supporting your local.
Yeah, local bush. Yeah, I order from Applebee's.
Local. That's Bethlehem.
That's
like Mountain Pizza.
Yeah,
I've ordered a million times from. They have good steak sandwiches though. So
yeah, welcome to that idea.
Yeah.
Well, honestly,
I really probably gained a couple pounds because of this virus.
I just play. I wake up, play games. That's it.
So tomorrow, I think we might go for the drywall for this room.
Yeah.
So, are you okay?
Stomach hurts, dude.
Oh, drink some coffee.
No, I make it worse.
Oh,
I have the bathroom really bad.
Yeah, if I would have had off tomorrow, I would drove up to New York.
Yeah, I bet you would have.
I would have.
All right, guys.
I felt like it. Well,
I think I'm
talking to you.
Yeah, I'm sorry for having to short my stomach.
He's
really
over
hurts.
Here.
I know.
His stomach hurts.
It does.
He sleeps till noon every day. He has a life of a lazy man.
Yeah, okay.
So,
all right.
We'll talk to you next week. Have a good week.
And
be
we'll
safe.
We'll Watch see your hands. You on Friday.
And you can hear us on
Friday. You'll see us on Tuesday.
Yeah, on Tuesday on
Restaurant Junkies.
I always want to say Junkyard Junkies.
I don't know.
So, have a good week now and stay safe.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.